October 17th. Jesus says, "Listen, and may my infinite mercy be your peace. Peace. Always. You will never touch the limit of this mercy of mine, because it is unlimited. But know this too, and may it be the word of an absolving priest for those deficiencies of yours over which you are afflicted. It is of use for you, but also for many others. In my infinite love for souls I apply infinite diligence, to use all that poor souls, or souls already on the way of perfection, give me, provided they love me to the extent they are able to with their entire selves, with their capacities and relativeness, which they always seek to augment. There is no saint, though now in glory, though following the perfect way on earth, who has not introduced some elements of soil into his or her gold, even if they are minimal. Well then, I have taken up even these portions of persistent humanity in the just. My love has taken advantage of them, and changed them from a dead weight into something useful for other souls. Yes, whereas men make use only of what is good, and helpful if for a type of work or an area of interest, and even in their affections love only the good parts of the beloved one, my love makes use of their deficiencies too. It takes up and transforms the most common elements in the ordinary life of a soul, that loves it and turns simple actions into meritorious actions. And it goes even further. It makes use of their very faults and weaknesses, sometimes their little lies, what is not perfect, but, however, not harmful to their neighbors, those small failings prompted by a complex set of impulses, comparable to the imprudent, playful acts of curiosity and boasting of a child, and uses them, so that other souls will enter upon the way of goodness, thereby turning the imperfection committed by a soul, that is unreflecting, or has yielded for an instant into a means for good in relation to others. This act diminishes the imperfection and the debt to justice contracted by the soul on account of these imperfections. And at the same time it makes the soul, that has committed them increase its love for me with gratitude for my mercy, which does not repress them by unmasking them, but, rather, when it sees that strength may come to others from their weakness, it goes along with them. My method in loving and saving takes on forms used by me alone which few understand. It is then, when I avail myself of the faults of souls to fortify other souls, that I say to the soul, that has committed them, has no one condemned you? And when it replies, no one, Lord, I say, and I do not condemn you either. Go and sin no more. Ready to repeat it 70 times 7, for the faults of these loving souls generally flow from a misguided desire, to lead others to love me, perhaps following the wrong paths, and they are later afflicted over this. But don't you know, souls of mine, that when there is no desire to offend me, but only to honor me, there is no sin? But don't you know, my sweet souls, that the humility of feeling incapable, repentance over having done wrong out of a desire to do good properly, and the love blazing up more forcefully in you after one of these childish falls bring me more glory, and do more good to souls, than if you never committed them? It seems like a paradox, but it's true. Be at peace, be at peace. My love and yours cleanse you of all the dust which may try to cover your gold, your desire to love me perfectly. Be at peace. And instead of the Eucharist which was not brought to you, take my word. It is nourishment, life, health, and joy. It is I who communicate myself to you with my infinite means. Rest on the one who loves you.